Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said that the one who sent durood unto him 10 times, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will shower him 100 mercies. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habiballah. Viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you to this auspicious discussion of Adabul Mu'ashara, the etiquettes of socializing, wherein we are talking about things which will make us to socialize better, things which will make us to maintain our relationships, things which will make us to coordinate and to cooperate. This is the second episode wherein we are going to talk about the role of the tongue in socializing. What is the role of the tongue in socializing? And we are going to pick it up from where we left. Ajiba, it is very, very amazing that the tongue is very, very small. It is a very small chunk of flesh. Anything, as we said earlier on or previously in the first episode, that whenever we want to single out each and everything, you know, the tongue is being told first. This the tongue, that the tongue. The Arabic, they say in an Arabic mithal, that hajmuhu saghir. If we want to put it in a scale, you know, it's something which is very small. Something which is minute. It's not like how we say in English, there's no big deal about it. See, this is something which is very, very, you see, but its atrocities, its dangers are great. Another Arabic mithal goes on and put it beautifully, that there is solution to the bite of the teeth. You know, if somebody bites you with the tongue, we will give you medication. There will be some medication, yani being bandaged and staying. If the bite is a little bit serious, you'll be hospitalized for a few days. Then after some days you can go out. You are discharged. But and as for the bite of the tongue, there is no any medication. What does it mean? The bite of the tongue, it is when somebody big bites you. Is there any medication which you can put? That's why we are being told that al-ghiba ashad. Big biting sometimes it's even more in weight than other sins which we normally look as big in our own physical world. But if we want to put it into the spiritual world, we find that ghiba itself, big biting itself, will take precedence over other sins which we might think to be big. And itself is bigger. La ghiba. What do we do the ghiba with? With the tongue. So it's such a, yani ajiba. It's very amazing. Tilka al-udla. This muscle, this chunk of flesh, as-saghira, which is very so, fi jismil insan. If you want to look at the body of the human being, the head is bigger than the tongue itself. The head is longer than the tongue itself. The legs are longer than the tongue itself. What's so great important about this chunk of flesh? Wherein, whenever we talk about anything, we put it precedence. We give it priority. Socializing, talk about the tongue first. Nikah, talk about the tongue. Ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say words which are righteous. One day Luqman alayhi salam, sahibul hikmah, the one who was well known of his, he was a sage, he was well known of wisdom. Awwal ma dhahara min hikmatihi, the first time when people noted the wisdom of Luqman alayhi salam, it is when lamma umira, when he was commanded with dhabahi shat, that he go and slaughter a shat, a goat, and come out with it and produce from it as resemblance, parts which will resemble the human being. Atyabu mudghataini, too beautiful, too good, chunks of flesh from the goat, but use it to resemble a human being. That in a human being, if there are chunks which are the chunks of flesh which are more important and superior, so that if someone wants to maintain relationship, like we are talking about relationship, what must he do? What are the things Luqman was commanded, that alright, go to the goat? And of course, not only to slaughter it only for that, whilst we slaughter the goat, okay, we are going to eat it, but just produce unto us the two chunks of flesh, which if they are good, then we will say that the whole human being is good. Then fafa'ala, he abided by the order, because fi riwaya, in another narration, he was saying that he's king. No, did order him, someone who was having authority over him, he ordered him to do so. So he did it, and he produced unto him the tongue and the heart. Marra zaman, the narration further goes on to tell us that days pass on, like how they do, they glide. This is a beautiful English saying, that days glide and they pass on. So now, he was in a later stage again. For Umira, he was commanded again, bidabahi shat, to slaughter another goat, but this time around, to bring two chunks of flesh, which when they are bad, then we say that the whole human being is bad. Which, if it is corrupted, then the whole entity of the human being will be saying it is corrupted. He did the same, and he only gave again the tongue and the heart. Ajiba, amazing. It's very, very amazing. Bring us two good, heart in the tongue. Bring us two evil, heart in the tongue. Ya Luqman, ma hikmah wara ahada. What is the wisdom, oh beautiful Luqman, behind this? He explained it beautifully. When the heart is good, the tongue will be good. And then the rest of the human being is good. If the heart and the tongue is good, then the rest of the human being is good. Then the rest of the nikah is good. Because when the heart is serious and the tongue only speak of good, then it's sustainable. Won't hope of any divorce in future. But when the heart and the tongue, they are bad, then the whole human being is bad. So it is these two chunks of flesh. That's why you find that whenever we are talking about the etiquette of socializing, we are now singling out the tongue, because it is the wasila, the tool, which will make us to communicate, to stay with the people, despite that the tongue is very, very, very small, light in scale. But what it does, it's heavy in the scales. What it does is big. Sometimes it destroy, it cut, it is a knife. It cut the relationship. Sometimes it make it. Sometimes it break it. One day, There was a lady who used to have problem with his husband. It reached a state whereby the husband was like how we say in English, the English saying that to quit. He was about to quit, which we say divorce in a more suitable word. So before that, he told the wife that just go to so and so, who is a wise man, who is a learned man, to give you something, a ta'awiz maybe, that I can stay with you peacefully and beautifully. Now the wife abide, she did go to the learned man, then explained to him the situation. Of course, he did go there with his mahram. The mahram was told to tell him that, you know what, my sister, there is a beautiful remedy which I want to give you. Just take this stone. Whenever your husband come, put it behind your tongue and make him not to see that stone. That is the ta'awiz which I can give you. That is the amulet which I can give you. After some time, she did go back. And it was working for her. She was very, very happy that the marriage became more sustainable. Back to normal. Everything was normal again. But now, in the long run, she took again the mahram and did go visit the scholar. And he led the mahram to enter to ask, what was it that was the specialness of that stone, or rather the ta'awiz? The learned scholar or the wise man told you that it is just an ordinary stone. There was nothing which I've made unto it. There is no any addition and suppression. The thing which I wanted to you is that I was indirectly telling you that you must do kufl of Medina, of the tongue. Why? Because if the reason I say that you need to put it behind your tongue, I wanted that when your husband come, I know that you used to quarrel with him. So now I told you that put it and hide it. So you're just controlling your tongue, actually. When you controlled your tongue, just look, everything did go back to normal. So this is where we need to look at. This is where we need to come from it. If we control our tongue, our marriage also they are controlled. And also our socializing, and also our, it will be controlled as well. So this is how we say that the tongue can gather together and the tongue can separate. It can be the reason for the happiness of a human being. It can be the reason for the happiness of a human being in his life. It can be the reason of his sadness. It can be the reason for his sadness. It can be the reason for stress. The tongue can be the reason for you to be uplifted spiritually and for you to be degraded spiritually. It is none except the tongue. It can be also used to acquire good, and it can be also used to acquire evil, to accumulate good and to accumulate evil simultaneously. The tongue, just abjiban, it is something which can do. It is a knife which can cut. And it cut more deeper than the knife. And whatever it break, there is nothing to make. If it breaks something, it will break it vehemently, abusively. It can make somebody to fall in the pit of your fire. So, if you want us to understand the social etiquette, we need to learn how to preserve our tongue. The time when a human being purify and perfect size this chunk of flesh, the tongue, with other, and be choosy to his words. Be choosy to his words. Like how Nigrani Shura explained it beautifully in one of his discourse, whereby he said that if somebody go to the mall, to the market, to buy fruits, he does so by selecting them. You won't just pick and, you know, pay. You know, just pick and pay. You'll be pick, choosy, and pay. Otherwise, you can negate also. And no one from among the human beings, we're talking about those with intellect, you go and select those fruits with the defects. You make sure that you will select the sweet ones and the attractive ones and those which are looking more attractive and appealing to the human faculty of seeing. So in the same manner, he said that we need to also to be choosy and selective in as far as words is concerned. The Arabs, they've got a proverb. One day, you know, I did go to Ijtima. It was rather a mashwara, right? In this mashwara, they happened to give us some refreshments, wherein there was some stickers which were put in the sugar. It was being put some ibarat, you know, quotation. So my eyesight fell upon the sticker wherein the quotations were being, you know, beautiful quotation, beautiful. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it was very beautiful. It was said that, you know, they did put it there, that is it true that the Arabic proverb say, and it was a rhetoric question, because the answer is obvious, it's true, that the words of the tongue must have got three guards which must safeguard them. The words of the tongue must have got three locks which must safeguard them. Or rather, three gatekeepers. First one, is it true? Before you say, you need to scrutinize what you want to say, that is it true? Secondly, you need to understand that is it necessarily? First is what? Is it true? Second one, is it necessarily? Number three, is it pleasing Allah? Is it worth it to say? Is it true? Is it necessarily? Is it worth it to say? So these are some madani pearls which we share in order for us to understand the auspiciousness of this beauty that is the tongue. So we hear that it can gather people together. It can separate the people together from being together. And a human being must not speak, in order for him to socialize with other beings, he must not speak except with that which is good, that which is very, very beneficial, and the things which concern him. Because some people, they just say from those things which does not concern them. The beauty of Islam, min husni al-islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'anihi. From the beauty of somebody's Islam, it will teach him to abstain from those things which does not concern him. See, that's why you find that, you know, wherever you go in people's offices, you know, they put some beautiful brochures, some stickers also as well. And now nowadays, you know, there's brochures, and you know, you go to public offices, they write these things. Mind your own business. That, you know what, you need to focus on your own errors. So you need to speak on those things which concern you. Otherwise, if you don't speak from those things which concern you, you know, it will destroy the nature of the conversation as well. And people, they won't engage you. So this is about the social etiquettes, which we are learning, that whenever we purify our tongue, viewers of Madani Channel, we will do so that it will maintain our relationship. So, in brief, these are some of the things which we need to understand. When we'll be talking about the seriousness of the tongue, we need to put all these things, that as an entity, the tongue itself plays a very big role in as far as socializing is concerned. And also, not only that, Luqman al-Hakim used to say, إِذَا كَانَ الْكَلَامُ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. If people, they say that, if we say that speech is made of silver. Let's say speech is made of silver. If speech is made of silver, okay, this is what is called the Ibarra, that is, if speech is made of silver, فَإِنَّ السُّكُوتْ مِنَ الذَّهَبْ, then silent is made of gold. If speech is made of silver, then silent is made of gold. This is to show the superiority of being silent in the moment it matters most. This is a great statement which Luqman the wise said once upon a time to his beautiful son when he was giving him advice. Just look at how wholesome it is. No doubt, wallahi, this is a very beautiful madani pearl, madani pool, which Luqman gave to his son. If people, they were to act upon this, really, they are going to enjoy the staying in the dunya as well as their staying in the hereafter. They are going to be comfortable in this dunya as well as in the hereafter, they are going to be comfortable. Why? Because it is something whereby he did put all the goodness which we need in our staying in this dunya as well as in the hereafter, that if we know that speech is of silver, then silence is of... No, that is to tell you that silence itself is more very, very important. It is of greater importance. So we need to understand it and we need to utilize it in order for us to benefit in this dunya. Like I mentioned earlier on, that don't you see that despite its smallness, but its effects are great. That is the tongue. No one is safe from the evil of the tongue except for those people who make their tongue to be tied with the Sharia, who tie the evilness of their tongue with Sharia, and which will safeguard, those who lock their tongue with the lock of Sharia, yani Kufli Madina. We call it in Mahul of Dawat Islam that it is Kufli Madina. So those people who lock their tongue with Sharia, they are safe. So this is to show us that in our relationship, in our socializing, the thing which we need to look and unto and to purify and rectify, it is the tongue. Now those people who does so, those people who safeguard their tongue with the Sharia, they will abstain from those things which they will regret in this dunya as well as in the after. They does so by preserving and protecting their chastity, their honor, their integrity by thinking about the consequences of what they say in this dunya as well as in the after. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell the people, the Sahaba in particular, and us in general, that if you want to stay in this dunya nicely, that the one who is silent is saved. Of course, when there are things which you are not well acquainted with information, the one who is silent is saved. You won't regret about your silence. So this is how we need to adhere and to adopt as Muslims. We need to understand from this and try to see how we use our tongue. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to say, protect your tongue, O dear man, let it not bite you, your tongue is a snake. Protect your tongue, O dear man, let it not bite you, for verily it is a snake. How many people were buried in the cemetery whose their death cause can be diagnosed by only resounding in their tongue? And the people who were brave also, they used to be scared of the tongue. People are brave in as far as fighting, they combat, they win, but as far as the tongue, they were scared of it. This is how serious our tongue can end up having been. So the one who guides his tongue by remaining silent for many, many a time, That one he is very, very safe. Ayyul muslimina afdal. Who is the best of the Muslims? Abu Musa, Allah be pleased with him, one day he had this question with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as to whose Muslim is best. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam given a response. Man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. It is the one whom other Muslims, they are safe from the atrocities of his tongue and the atrocities of his hand. That is the best Muslim. So in order for us to socialize, as we are talking about the etiquette of socializing, we did signify and we did solely did pinpoint the tongue and give a chapter about the tongue. Why and why? Because the tongue, it is the doorstep to communication. It is whether it will make our communication, it will make also our relationship. There is no any relationship for the one who is bad-mouthed to start with it. And there is always a relationship for the one who is good-mouthed. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal put it in our scale of hasanat, and may He make us to rectify and to practice the kufl madina of the tongue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salata wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.